keeping you up to date with all the latest SEO and web development news. Little flavor added in.
Well, let's have a little bit.
Detroit style. The Trademark Productions weekly podcast radio show coming live from Detroit.
Well, actually, Royal Oak. No one really lives in Detroit anymore.
All right, SEO Web Talk Radio Show, Trademark Productions. It's a brand new year. We're here live in the studio, and we have a new guest today who's one of our executive content producers, Michael Hoffman. Mike, thanks for jumping and joining us.
Thanks for having me.
He's going to be talking with us, and we are making it a New Year's resolution to do this every single week, so that we're providing the kind of content you guys come to love and enjoy. And the other person that's really taken the headshot and is running to the top of the mountain with this resolution is Dario Chiniste. He's going to make sure that we're staying on track.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me back. I appreciate it. And for also butchering my last name after knowing me for 20 years.
No problem. Chinnery. So
close enough.
Let's talk about some cool things that are going on in the new year. I know we've got a couple different components here with Michael, but one of the cool things I wanted to talk about was everybody's heard about the NPR news blog. Well, first of all, one of the candidates was talking about NPR needs to go away from government funding.
I'm guessing that would have been a Republican.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants them to run ads and everything.
Yeah.
Which NPR is, they're underwritten largely by donors.
Yeah, it's something like 94%.
Yeah. Well, we should let them get rid of government funding. Let's put that money towards something else. Maybe just not regular entertainment. Let's get slammed because of that. But one of the cool things I found, because I'm such a big person on all of the controversy that happens with paid linking, is Google went ahead and slapped themselves because they were outed, because they've been really pushing the new Chrome browser. And I think that's in a large part to they're getting a huge market share with Chrome browser. It's a great browser. It's very fast, very clean. But with the operating system, and of course it's going to ship with the operating system this year, as it is already. But basically, bloggers were being paid, and this was to really no fault of Google, but they hired another agency, and that agency hired another company to go out there and do reviews on the Chrome browser, and they were being paid to mention Chrome during ad campaigns. So it, basically, they violated their own rules on paid promotions to best, and unfortunately, I don't know how it happened, but they're all given links that were all do follow and not no follow. So it's kind of funny that happened, but now they're going to penalize themselves. And the Chrome browser, when you search browser in Chrome, or browser in any browser, in Google, I'm sorry, when you search for a browser in Google, Chrome is not going to show up very high on the list, where before it probably would have showed up first or second next to Firefox. And now it's going to probably show up second or third. So they're going to penalize themselves a little bit, which isn't much of a penalty. But I thought that was kind of funny that happened, that they're outed, because otherwise it probably never would have happened. So likely you won't hear a lot about this story unless you are really in the SEO industry and you're paying attention to those things, but it's not going to hit mainstream media or anything because it's not a big deal.
So who outed it?
Actually, it was PC World.
Oh, okay.
PC World did it on it, but they went through two different agencies, SH Digital, and then they hired another company called Unruly that did their video campaigns. But then they got people to review it and then put links in their blogs, which were essentially paid links. So that's kind of funny in the SEO world. But we're going to talk a little bit of RFIDs, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Not roofies.
Not roofies.
Not roofies. But RFIDs, and Michael's going to probably segue into about as far as producing content and how that is utilized with social media and how it's not, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. Can you hear me okay? Because I was getting a little static over the headphones.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You're fine.
All right.
You're good.
Just double checking.
Rock it out.
Oh, okay. You're looking at me?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you mentioned...
looking at that face that's made for radio.
Exactly. Exactly. Only face only mother can love. No, you mentioned the new year, and I came across something interesting in one of these prediction lists, which there seems to be, you know, hundreds of, and it was tied to event marketing predictions and the use of radio frequency identification, or as Dwight called it, RFID, and
RFID.
RFID, yes, and which typically is used in a, I guess, in a security sense, mostly like if you you know, steal a DVD from somewhere and it goes off, there's the little electronic mm-hmm. thing in there that talks to the security system.
And I mentioned they're doing a lot of part tracking now too with automotive,
right.
Larger industries and aviation. But I also know casinos have been using it for years in their chips,
right?
So they can track their chips around the casino.
So more of a security sense. But the there were two pilot programs, I guess, going on that they referenced. One in Ibiza, the Ushuaia Beach Hotel, and the Great Wolf Lodge in the U.S. And basically, when you check in, you get a wristband that you link to your Facebook account, and then at certain spots in the hotel, you check in and it connects directly to your profile and uploads some sort of picture. So basically, I guess the gist of it is you can do all this without your phone.
Just walking around.
Yeah, and the idea was, well, if you're at a hotel, you're at a pool, you know, you don't want to carry your phone by the water, etc. You can, you know, check in by the pool with just this wristband.
So they're promoting for people to really relax and disconnect.
Disconnect, but
Have to bring your phone to the pool so that you can check in and take pictures of your Cuba Libre or your margaritas.
Right. You can check in. You can disconnect while still connecting.
Right.
Easier, I guess. Is the gist
now? Is it a cool looking wristband? Have you seen pictures of it?
I haven't.
Paper ones you receive at the club.
I haven't seen a picture of it. They didn't list any pictures in it, but you know, they mentioned too that obviously this is typically pretty expensive. You know, the radio
cost is coming down.
Yeah, they said it should increase more. You know, as cost comes down, this was one of the predictions. I guess you know, more ways to engage from an event perspective, tying it back to the digital space of, you know, sharing and all the engaging and all that good stuff. So
there's got to be a parameter with that as well, that you can only go so far within the grounds in order for it to pick up those IDs. And I wonder what those posts consist of and how. Not premeditated, but pre-filled. Information that's going to those posts for those people's wallets.
Yeah, it seems like, at least right now, from what I read about these two pilot programs, it's pretty standardized in terms of a photo or other basic content. Because obviously, if you're going from a wristband, you're not taking a picture of yourself, and so it might be kind of germane in terms of content. I don't know.
It seems pretty duplicated, especially with imagery. It's almost like going to Google Places and looking at someone's, like the one I sent you the other day. You've actually seen the pictures that they've uploaded, and that's the same standardized picture.
And that place has fantastic steaks.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder, that's interesting. I'd like to see some more case studies in regards to something like that.
Yeah,
I think for a festival like we were talking about, like when they have the Ultra Music Fest for Winter Music Conference that's coming up pretty soon in Florida, which we should talk about going to. That would be pretty cool, but you'd have just a ton of people all uploading the same content, essentially.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to have all the other user-generated content and with the hashtags? Seems like it's...
Yeah, it
could work pretty well.
It's still in its infancy. But yeah, I guess that was kind of my big question was with everything else... all the other ways to upload, engage, etc. Is it just one more thing? I mean, you know, what's the added value using the radio frequency? But at a minimum, it was interesting, I thought.
Cool. What's your take on that, Michael? Are you into RFID?
I don't know what I think about it, to be honest. I feel like if it's a... is it going to be mandatory? Like, are you going to have to, when you... go into the hotel, do you have to get the wristband and have to link it to your Facebook?
If you want to use it, from what I understood, you have to set it up when you check in with the wristband. So,
okay.
I mean, it's up to you whether or not you want it, but I guess if you want it, you'd have to.
Okay, see, I didn't know if it was going to be mandatory, like if you stay in the hotel, that you have to use the wristband.
No, okay. Not from what I understood, no.
Would that also get you into your room? It seemed like they just put an RFID inside of the key card,
mm-hmm.
and you carry your key wherever you go if you're in the hotel.
Typically, yeah.
It seems like, I'm thinking of like Cabo right now, where that's set up, and then like downtown. And for all of the walking around in places you go and you do, that seems like it'd be smarter because you'd always be walking around with your hotel key. And if the RFID was in there, then it would help to go in a partnership with RFID networks
right.
at other places and say that you're, you know, I'm now, it's, you know, with Sammy Hagar's Cabo Wabo, drinking it up.
I mean, maybe that's the way it's going. I mean, I think purely from a kind of check-in standpoint.
I'm now on the Pacific Shore unloading a boat.
Yeah.
A bunch of packages out of a boat.
Some white lobsters.
That's right. See? So, Michael, what does this all have to do with content and how 2012 is going?
I think the biggest thing with content and the, like with the RFID, it's going to be, like Dario mentioned,
RFID.
RFID.
RFID sounded cute, but...
is
quite a new term.
The content's going to be exactly the same for every user, it seems like, which
right.
doesn't offer really any real value to a lot of people. I mean, if you go to, you know, this hotel's Facebook page, it's going to show the same people tagging the same photo over and over and over again, and it's going to get really repetitive. I think the most important thing that you that anybody can do with their site and their social media is to create unique content on a regular basis and on an expected basis. That doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, it's going to be once a day or once every 2 days, just on a regular basis. So your followers and your fans get used to that content and start sharing it across social media. I think that's the most important thing.
And how often should... Well, okay.
So well, I mean, some of our clients and TM, we do 3 to 5 times a week. You know, people expect that. Expect new content on our blog. Some clients do once a week and stuff like that. I think it just depends on what you have the ability to produce.
Let's talk about producing this content, but also becoming topical and how you are not only premeditated in what you're going to be writing about, what you feel is going to be newsworthy, but also how you're going to be engaging to bring people back to some of your content and to build your authority.
I think what you have to do is you have to push your content in different ways across all social media. That's a huge thing. Like, I'm not going to write the same thing on Google Plus that I write on Facebook or Twitter. You know, like that... Those audiences are different, and you engage with those audiences differently. So when you link to a blog, you expect interaction to come back based on how you write for those social networks.
So are you saying build different personas and publish accordingly towards those outlets?
I wouldn't necessarily say different personas.
Kind of like the way you talk to your wife versus the way you talk to your girlfriend?
I guess you could say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are some other points you had to bring to the table here?
I wanted to talk about just content versus SEO and how we both can, like, while they work best together, they can be used individually to enhance your site. Content, especially, like I said before, the more regular your content, the better. That means people are going to expect it and share it, especially if it's interesting and newsworthy. And when you have good content, word tends to spread. You know, people like that, and they share it to their friends. They share interesting articles. I mean, that's how Mashable got started, is, you know, Paul Cashmore produced this awesome content and just exploded over time. With SEO is a little bit different, because while you can have great SEO, it doesn't do much if you don't have good content. But it's a good start to get your site noticed and then start producing content from there.
Well, you're talking about SEO as the fact that it's a noun rather than an adjective.
That's true.
You know, because SEO is the process of doing a number of different tactics,
mm-hmm.
Like working out versus working out.
Yes.
So what are some of the other points you had as far as, because I don't want to confuse the listeners in knowing that SEO and content production is completely different. I think maybe it's the way you go about it.
I don't think they're different. I think they're, I mean, obviously your content should be search engine optimized. There we go. And you should have your topics within your content. Otherwise your content doesn't really serve a purpose for, you know, search engines. You're not going to find a blog if it doesn't have any keywords in it. And I think that it's important to combine both of them, you know, in a like relatively efficient and concise way.
Is it better to optimize and to put that first and foremost, or is it better to have the engagement with the communities out there?
I think it depends on the site's goal and the site's purpose. But I think it's good to have engagement, because that, you know...
Engagement's everything.
Man. Yeah, exactly. You know, if you don't have
Think of a real popular porn star like Howard Stern. They're going to be out there talking about shit. It's going to have little value SEO-wise or topical-wise, except mm-hmm. for the sheer entertainment value.
Yeah.
Or Paris Hilton, somebody discovers one of her storage lockers and buys it for $1,000, and it's got prescriptions and diaries and all this other crap, which happened a couple years ago. You know, it's very, very true. Or someone finds the next nudie pictures of Pam Anderson,
mm-hmm.
Lindsay Lohan. There's no other value to that than the fact of immediacy. Mm-hmm. The amount of people that are talking about it, so the saturation of those topics, the SEO value out of it is going to be the key phrases and the inbound links coming into those sites that have that. Mm-hmm. Like the Lindsay Lohan pictures that leaked online from Playboy. and then they were quickly taken off too. You know, so it's definitely going to be engagement, I think, for longer term that people are going to want to have to go after. But you want to make sure that you're topical and that you have the proper amount of keyword phrases that are relevant for what people are searching right now to be included in your content.
No, I agree. I think that engagement is very valuable over time, and that you also have to have that content, you know, that is that has the keyword phrases and is topical, because that will provide your readers and your listeners with regular things to go to on your site.
All right, so
let me throw one thing in there, actually, which we talked about last time I was on this wonderful podcast. Even more from a macro view, because you mentioned, you know, being an authority, and then obviously people, you know, respecting it. I think it goes back to also kind of defining, you know, your brand and your messaging. And even if you are going to have a different tone, so to speak, across different platforms, you still want the same basic message to get out there. So you're building that authority, you know, consistently, cohesively, and not, I think different personas would be a slippery slope. You know, if you're, even if you're, you know, talking in different areas, you can use a different tone, but exactly. You still want to essentially be the same person, the same brand, if you will.
I agree. All right. So what kind of like, keep this a nice, tight podcast here. Thank you for everybody for listening. But I do want to encourage everybody to engage, to tweet, and to twat. Yes, I would like people to twat as well when the sun goes down. And socially spread us. You can find us at tmprod.com/blog.
That's new for 2012.
At the TM office on the Twitter, if you really care about that.
The Google.
And we are on Google Plus as well. We've got a profile on there.
On a side note, there was this one little funny piece yesterday I wanted to throw in. You mentioned Google, and we talked a little politics in the beginning with the Rick Santorum and his Google conundrum, where you would, you know, you Google his name, and the first or second thing that came up wasn't very flattering.
What was it?
I can't remember.
I heard something about this, but I kind of discredited it because the algorithm has been fixed in a lot of ways, and I didn't know it was still game, because they used to be called Google bowling when you would put in miserable disaster, miserable failure years ago, and George Bush's name would come up number one.
Well, when you would Google Santorum, like his campaign site, I think was like 4 or 5, and
it was lower than that.
It was like one or two was, it was describing what Santorum was, which basically had to deal with like projectile diarrhea or something like that.
It was basically like an Urban Dictionary definition of his name.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. And his Wikipedia page, his homepage, and his
didn't even beat out Wikipedia, huh?
Like everything that was like actually important was down like 4 or 5. Yeah.
Is Santorum really a term that just happens to be his last name too?
Would you like me to Google it?
It wouldn't be. Yeah, that would be good to know about, actually, because that helps to manipulate, I guess, socially, finding a small little tear in the paper, so to speak, of where you can exploit the hell out of it. Because, like I said, that was Google bowling, and that was really, the algorithms have really fixed that. However, there's still corrections like that have to happen. So if you were really searching his name and the Urban Dictionary started coming up, it seemed like more and more people's activity was going towards pointing at that description of projectile diarrhea.
Yeah.
It just so happened this guy was running for, you know, his candidacy.
Yeah, and it popped up. I mean, it popped up a couple months ago, I think, when it peaked, and then it kind of died down. But now that he was pretty high in the polls in Iowa,
they fixed all that.
Second by 8 votes.
Yeah. John Stewart made a reference to it yesterday, just saying, you know, despite the Google issue, he still managed to come in second in Iowa. So I just thought it was kind of
topical. He squirted his way to second place.
Exactly. I believe it's been fixed, though, as far as I'm aware.
I'm sure that was a manual correction in their algorithm, for sure.
It was just kind of funny.
Cool. Yeah, that's awesome. A great thing. So connect with us. Talk with us. And we're out of here.
Thank you for listening to Trademark Productions' weekly podcast radio show. Remember to submit your questions online at tmprod.com and subscribe to our newsletter and on iTunes. No copying of this can be reproduced without permission. Terms apply. Copyright TM Productions 2011. All rights reserved.